exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance and love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
Gorgeous. What are you doing later?
What'd you have in mind, sailor?
Uh-oh. I think I'm in love.
Well, that'll teach me to give my heart to a man of the sea. Hi. I'm Miss Edwards.
Welcome.
Miss Edwards. Yes, you're on the Aloha deck, cabin 351. I'm cruise director Julie McCoy, and this is Dr. Bricker.
Call me Adam, and I'll call you Eve.
Don't call me. I'll call you. What is this strange power you have over women?
She's just not in a holiday mood yet. Give her mariachis, margaritas, Mexican moonlight. She'll come around.
Or not.
Ah, welcome aboard. I'm Yeoman Purser Smith, gopher to my friends, and I've just made up my mind you two are my friends. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And we are the McDonald's. I am Horace, and this is Henrietta.
Ah, yes. Now, let's see. We have you in 270 Fiesta deck.
This certainly is a lovely vessel. Oh. Quite a change from the first time Horace and I first went to sea.
Oh, have you sailed on many ships?
Just one.
And we were married on it.
Oh, really? Which one was that?
The Titanic.
You mean that lousy little iceberg will never sink us? That Titanic?
That's the one.
And it was all Horace's fault. He just didn't bail fast enough.
Gopher, it seems that I've misplaced my brochure to Puerto Vallarta. Could you, would you?
Oh, no problem, sir. No problem.
Well, thank you.
I'll just get some.
I found it.
So, never mind.
Ah. Ah.
Ooh. There she is again, my one and only.
Oh, why don't you quit while you're behind?
We're only in the first inning.
Hi. Couldn't you find your cabin?
Hmm? Oh, no. But maybe you'd like to show me, Sweet Cheeks.
I'd be delighted. Although it's only fair to warn you, I don't believe in kissing on a first date.
Oh? So when are we going to have our second?
Anytime, though.
Sure. He breaks hearts and I break bones.
What happened?
Good morning, group. I said good morning.
Morning.
Oh, morning, sir.
Take over for me.
day.
Who is it?
It's me.
It's open. Hiya, sis. How's it going so far?
I'm scared to death.
Of traveling on one ticket? We won't get caught.
Besides, it's a great way to meet guys at half the price.
I'm not here to meet guys. I'm here to get a little vacation. To each his own. I'll get a man, you get a tan.
By the way, be sure to take your glasses off when you leave the cabin.
Without them, I'll walk into walls.
But I don't wear glasses. We're supposed to be one person, remember?
Just take them with you. I don't want to go strolling overboard. Now, I'm setting the wrist alarm. We each get equal time. When it goes off, you come right back, and I take your place.
Be sure you do the same when it's your turn.
Would I shortchange my own sister?
Is Kojak bald?
How's your wrist?
Worse, thanks.
I'm
sorry. Do the trick. Is there anything else I can get you?
How about a date with Robert Redford?
Oh, settle for a pillow.
Would you?
Oh, Isaac.
Yes.
Will you bring us a couple of orange juices, please?
Coming right up, sir.
Oh, and Isaac, put a little vodka in mine to kill the taste.
You got it.
Dear, I don't remember. Did they have swimming on the Titanic?
Certainly. How do you suppose we got to the lifeboats?
There you go. How long did Doc say you have to wear that thing?
Oh, about a week.
Sprained, you know.
It's funny, Isaac. This happened right after I spoke to that couple from the Titanic.
Those two? Now, they're fantastic people. Don't go blaming your clumsiness on those two people.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Now, who had the orange juice?
Be rectified, Doctor. But
come in.
Together, too much money.
Doc. Oh, excuse me. I can come back another time.
Something wrong, Miss McCoy?
Oh, no. No, nothing. Everything's fine.
Julie, get back in here. Come on. Come on. Come on over here. Sit up here.
Doc.
You know, strange as it may seem, I'm not only a captain, I'm a human being. Now, maybe I can help.
Well, I have a personal problem.
Wait. I can see him now. Tall, confident, three-piece suit, maybe a lawyer.
How did you know?
Well, I watched you hightail it past me when he came aboard.
Ex-boyfriend, old flame?
A raging inferno. We met in Paris. Strangers walking in the park. Turned into three of the most wonderful weeks of my life. I was young. He was worldly. I was so crazy about this guy that I quit my job at the airline, sold my car, moved to Los Angeles to be where he lived.
Serious stuff.
But we were madly in love. Inseparable. Two nights a week.
Mm-mm. Let me take a wild guess. He was married.
I thought it would kill me. I was full of girlish dreams of rose-covered cottages and tuna fish casseroles and quiet evenings at home.
That can kill you, too.
Anyway, he's here now, and he's traveling alone. What'll I do?
Well, I think the thing to do...
I can't just avoid him for a whole week. I mean, sooner or later, we're going to run into each other. What should I say?
Well, in my opinion,
he'll be more upset than I will. I know he's here. It's going to be a total shock to him. How will I handle it?
Well, I feel the thing to do...
I'll handle it the way any mature, grown-up person deals with a situation that's hard to handle. I'll deal with it when the time comes. Captain, thank you for all your advice.
Glad I could help.
You wise old owl, you.
Doc! Doc! It happened again. The jinx just got Isaac.
Hey, Doc, how long I gotta wear this stupid collar?
Just wear it till the soreness goes away.
I look ridiculous.
No, you don't. Just say you're going with a turtle.
Hey, you keep laughing at my neck and you're gonna wear your mouth in a sling.
Hey, cool it, Isaac. We're both in the same boat.
Yeah, the Titanic. Mm. Hey, Doc, you know, I kind of think Gopher was right about Henrietta and Horace.
You know what they call people that survive a shipwreck?
Yeah, lucky.
No. A jinx.
Oh, come on. Your only jinx is wearing leather-soled shoes by a slippery pool. Come in.
Oh, there you are, Isaac. We just wanted to make sure you're all right.
Oh, yes. Fine.
This is Dr. Bricker. This is Horace and Henrietta McDonald.
Dr. Bricker?
How do you do?
Doctor.
Hello. Oh, you were glad you're okay, Isaac. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
That's the jinx couple?
Okay. Be sarcastic. You're just lucky you're still in one piece.
Oh, sure. And black cats and walking under ladders are bad luck.
Oh, I forgot to say.
I'm glad to see that you're feeling better, too, Gopher.
How are you coming along with your, problem?
Fine, sir.
Are you coming down with a cold?
No, sir, I'm fine.
Well, I think you should see Dr. Bricker right away.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Bricker's office is on the next deck.
Yes, sir.
I'd know that perfume anywhere. Hi, baby.
Hi. I guess I'm seated with you two.
Hi, would you mind if I sit down? Thank you. Please, no, don't get up. Hi.
What happened to you? Cut yourself shaving?
No, I got banged up fighting off three women to get to you.
Oh, I hope tomorrow you say it was worth it.
Your roast beef? May I take your order?
I'll have what they're having.
Me too, but let's have dinner first. Two roast beef, please. How would you like yours?
Well...
Really? I like mine medium.
Isn't that rare?
Two roast beef, rare.
Thank you.
There you go. No, don't quit while you're on the street. What is that?
So it's time for me to take a pill for my allergy.
As long as you're not allergic to me.
Oh, no way, darling.
As I was saying, do you think it's easy being a doctor on a ship? People sit at your table, they kiss, they don't pay any attention to you.
I think this dumb thing went off early. I didn't even have time to eat dinner. Here. Don't forget my glasses. Anything I need to know? That cute doctor is at our table. And he's mine. And fill me up a doggy bag, will you?
I missed you.
That's a disgusting habit.
But I always thought so, too.
Roast beef? Rare?
Rare? Don't you have an end cut well done?
It's nice to see you again, you know?
Nice to see you, too.
Well, hi there.
Hi, Doc.
Mind if I sit down? Oh, well, mind if I stand up?
Buddy, this is Adam Bricker, another of our walking wounded. Adam, this is Buddy Stanfield.
How do you do? Pleasure trip? Here with the family?
No, it's a business trip. I've got a meeting in Puerto Vallarta, and I have to get away from the phone for a few days to prepare for it.
Ah, well, maybe you'll enjoy it so much. Next time, you'll bring the family.
Doc, don't you have a heart to break or something?
Ah, there's a story to tell.
Maybe another time,
Right.
Hey. How's your cat? Oh, what's his name?
Herb? Oh, he's fine. How's your wife, old what's her name?
Barbara, she's fine. Only she's not my wife anymore.
Oh?
We untied the knot last year.
Oh.
You want to have dinner with me tomorrow night?
Oh.
Oh, no. No, it's no trouble at all, Mrs. McDonald. Oh, boy. Mr. and Mrs. Jinx want these postcards delivered right away. I'd do it myself, but I have to stay here in case someone phones for more postcards. Doc!
Gopher, I'd really love to help, but I have an emergency hickey.
What do you do for a hickey?
Just get lucky.
Isaac. Sorry, Gopher, but if I deliver those postcards, it would take days before they got them. Why? Because we turtles move very, very slowly. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Vince, would you take these up to cabin 314, please?
Sure.
Thank you. It's the McDonald's, but there won't be any problem. I don't even know why I said that. I know why I said that. Welcome to the club, Vince.
Well, how do you do? We meet again.
Finally. I've been looking all over for you.
Now, look, I don't get it. Last night.
Well, last night was last night. But this is right now. How about a little preventive medicine?
I've got some drugs. Like what?
Like rubbing some of this on my legs and back. And anywhere else I might get burned.
my back.
Delicious. It's your second best side.
That feels good. Now all I need is a drink to go with it.
How about a piña colada?
You've read me like a book.
Can't wait to get to the end of the chapter. Two piña coladas, my good man.
I always wondered how you managed to stay so cool. You drink on the job.
They're both for her, for medicinal purposes. They're the miracle cure for acute lack of love life.
Just what the doctor ordered. Will you pay cash or is this on Medi-Cal?
That's vastly amusing.
You asked for...
Why don't you just go make a house call?
Excuse me.
Something wrong with the drinks?
How would I know? I haven't drank them yet.
Hey, Isaac, how's the neck?
It's okay.
How's your wrist?
Better. How's your head?
Coming along. Want to buy two drinks, Chief?
Well, if I see the Red Cross lady, I'll have her send over some coffee and donuts.
Captain, take my word for it. Watch out for Horace and Henrietta.
Doc told me everything about Gopher's Jinx theory.
It's not a theory anymore. It's reality.
Grown men.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Excuse me, Captain. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. McDonald have a very special request.
Yes?
Mrs. McDonald and I would like to renew our vows again aboard the Princess. To be married once more.
Yes, the same vows we took 65 years ago on the Titanic.
What a beautiful thought. I'd be honored to officiate. And I guarantee you, we will make this a very special occasion. We can have the wedding in the Coral Dining Room, and afterwards a reception. I know all my crew will love to be there.
This calls for a bottle of champagne.
Absolutely. Isaac will be over here.
Oh, no way in the world I'm going to that wedding. I've suffered enough.
You can count me out, too.
I can't believe it. You really, honestly blame those people for your injuries?
Well, let me put it this way. Every time they've been around, something happens.
Funny. Nothing's happened to me.
Isaac, that guy looks as though he's got 200 teeth, and I'll bet you every one of them is as phony as he is.
I didn't like that dude when I first met him. And when Doc told me he was married, I liked him even less. Ought to take him outside.
If you do, be polite. Looks as though he's got some muscle underneath that $8 pleated shirt.
He doesn't bother me.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, I can outrun him. Hey. Listen, Doc and I already tried to bust him up. Now it's your turn.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Do what you do best. Make a nuisance out of yourself. Now, I don't have to tell you how to do that, do I?
I remember. Oh, who do I remember?
Hi, Julie. The eye okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Hey, you want to dance?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just sit and chat for a while then.
Gopher Smith, Buddy Stanfield.
Hi. Hey, how about those Dodgers, huh? You a baseball fan?
No.
Hockey. How about those Canadiens, hmm?
No.
Water polo. Track and field. Gymnastics?
Come on, Julie, let's dance.
Thank you.
But don't let us interrupt you.
How about broom ball? Boy, there's an underrated sport.
Hey, You have very persistent friends.
Well, they're trying to protect me from you.
Do you need protection?
Frankly, I don't know.
Would it make you nervous if I told you how beautiful you are? Your eyes have a glow of 1,000 stars.
Well, maybe one of them.
Excuse me?
Oh, Captain Merrill Stubing, Buddy Stanfield.
How do you do? May I?
You're the captain.
That's right.
Is that him?
Yes, it is.
Well, you're doing a nice job of avoiding him.
Well, things are a little different now.
Mm-hmm. I see. Julie, Miss McCoy, I think it's time I stopped being the human being and started to be the captain again, for your own good. Now, it seems to me that on a ship filled with 600 passengers, the cruise director could find more than one person to spend all her time with.
But, sir, he's an old friend.
Well, you can't have too many friends, Miss McCoy. Spread yourself around.
Yes, sir. Join me at a nice, quiet table for two.
How about a table for three? Me, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, I'm sorry. I realize I've been a little erratic.
Actually, I owe you an apology.
For what?
Well, I was a little forward by the pool.
Are you kidding? You're the only one who's making this trip enjoyable.
Oh? Well, you have a weird way of showing it.
There. Now, is that so weird?
Yes, but that's the kind of weirdness I liked. Look, how about a few less people and a little more moonlight?
Perfect. Tomorrow night at 9 would be just perfect.
Now, that was weird.
You know, it's hard to imagine that 3 years has passed. You don't seem any different.
You're just the same, Buddy.
Yeah. Same old Buddy, same old Julie. Same old feelings.
Buddy, is all this just for old time's sake?
This is all for new time's sake. Look, it's probably too soon to talk about now. But I've got a deal cooking in Puerto Vallarta. And if I can pull it off, it'll change my life. It'll change our life.
What do you mean?
I don't want to rush into anything, Julie. But there's something I want to ask you tomorrow night.
Oh, Buddy, I don't know.
Julie, let us lay a hypothetical situation on you.
Yeah, hypothetical situation. Now, let's say that you were blindfolded and you were about to step off the fantail of the ship into the propeller and we grabbed you and saved your life. Wouldn't you thank us?
I'll thank you to stay out of my affairs.
Now she's getting the idea.
Look, things have changed between Buddy and me. First of all, he's divorced. I don't expect that to change your attitude. You never liked him to begin with.
Just because he's arrogant, shifty-eyed.
Mean, self-centered.
Stop beating around the bush.
You've got him all wrong. But he's a wonderful guy.
And he's practically asked me to marry him.
I think the key word here is practically.
Well, he just doesn't want to rush me. He's going to pop the question tomorrow night. So quit worrying, will you?
You know, I just can't picture that guy ever saying, "Will you marry me?"
More likely, he'll just say, "Will you?"
Now, wasn't that worth waiting for?
I bet we can do even better than that with practice. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I really have to go.
Oh, no, I'm not letting you go.
No, I've got to go.
Oh, why?
Oh, I wish I could tell you.
But you could tell me anything. For Pete's sake, I'm a doctor. You changed your mind.
You lost your mind?
Yes, I have. I'm crazy about you.
Doctor, I like that prescription. Can I get a refill?
Hi, Mr. McDonald. Oh, I don't know. Something just told me it was you.
Finally. I've been waiting here for hours. We've always been truthful with each other, right? Since we were kids. Okay. I was with Doc. I'm afraid I've fallen for him.
You? You don't fall for guys. You get a tan. I thought you said you didn't like him.
I didn't. Until he kissed me.
Sure, I did your warm-up.
Well, it was your idea to go on this crazy trip, two for the price of one. What now, genius?
Listen to us. We haven't argued like this since we were kids.
Who could use the roller skates?
How did we solve that one?
We got rid of the roller skates.
Maybe that's what we should do with Doc.
You mean not see him anymore?
It's the only way. Agreed?
Okay.
He's such a sweet guy. We can't just drop him without an explanation. I'll tell him tomorrow.
Maybe I should do it.
Just leave it to me.
Because you come to me with naught save love, and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above.
Friends, we are gathered here today for a most beautiful and unusual event. The reaffirmation of vows by two people the youngsters of today would do well to emulate.
Many years ago, on a ship at sea, I married a girl I loved very much. And now, more than a half a century later, my love is still as deep as that ocean.
And I stood on that deck more than half a century ago with a young, handsome, dashing man who always had a twinkle in his eye. And now he's more than a half a century, more handsome and more dashing, and he's taught me how to twinkle, too.
Do you, Horace McDonald, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love and cherish till death do you part?
I do.
And do you, Henrietta McDonald, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to love and cherish till death do you part?
I do.
Damn!
By the power vested in me, I again pronounce you man and wife.
Love is lovelier the second time around. Just as wonderful with both feet on the ground.
I know the sea's kind of rough, but the sunshine is so beautiful. Let's have the reception outside on the Riviera deck.
That's wonderful.
Yes, but first the picture's right over here.
Oh, I hope my wedding's as nice as this.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys, let's help Isaac with this stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
Well, I guess we're all still in one piece.
Yeah, how about that? Now, one thing went wrong. Who was it that said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself?
Me.
Well, everybody ready to go?
Yeah. Okay. Look out!
Who said let them eat cake?
Well, hello there.
Can I come in?
I don't know. Do you have an appointment?
This is an emergency, Doc.
A little first aid?
I've got something to tell you.
Tell me like you told me last night.
Oh, please, Doc, let me say what I have to say.
Talk to me.
Well, I wanted to say that...
Yes?
Do we need all this light?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
Glad everything went well in Puerto Vallarta.
Better than I hoped. Oh, you're such a wonderful girl. I want to have you for my very own, always.
You do?
It won't be like it was before. I was deceiving you, and I was deceiving Barbara, and I was deceiving myself. We won't have to do that anymore.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We'll get the most fantastic penthouse in Los Angeles. Together, and you're going to see places you've never even seen in your life. We'll be happy. I know we will.
Buddy, I love you. Oh. Helen?
Yeah?
Did you see Doc? Yeah. You spoke to him then?
Yeah.
Thanks, Helen. Was he terribly upset when you told him it was over?
I think he got the message.
You sure took long enough.
I wanted to let him down easily, the way we agreed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, you're in great shape. Hat. All you need now is a little rest. Some rest. A little rest will be nice. Who is it?
It's me. I've changed my mind about breaking up. Forget it.
If we've been breaking up, I wonder what getting together is like.
Helen.
Do you always talk to yourself?
Only when I'm in the mood for love.
Something in a vitamin shot.
I have a question.
Oh, hi, Julie. Well, what's the question?
It's a blunt question.
Shoot.
Tonight, did you ask me to marry you? Is that a toughie?
Julie.
Buddy, answer the question.
Julie, I have to tell you, I
live in terror of making the same mistakes all over again.
Oh, so do I.
Do that to me. Did he pop the question?
Of course he did.
He did?
I haven't given him my answer yet. Look, you'll have to excuse me. I'm a little preoccupied. I've got a very big decision to make. Who knows? This could be my last cruise. I have some passengers to see.
Julie, wait a minute. What happened? He popped the question.
What?
Excuse me. I'm looking for a passenger. His name's Buddy Stanfield.
Oh, it seems to me I remember us. Is he kind of a tall dude?
Uh-huh. Real cute.
Oh, yeah. Cute as a button. Yeah, you could have him paged, but is he expecting you?
Well, I sure hope so. I'm his wife.
Yeah. His wife.
Oh, gee, that's funny. Mm. I had the impression when I met him that he was divorced.
Oh, he was. I nabbed him so fast he didn't know what hit him. We've been married 2 months. Isn't that cute?
Cute as a bug in a rug.
I think I'll go look inside. Thanks.
We should speak to Julie.
We gotta speak to Julie.
Gopher, I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you.
No, me first. I didn't tell you the truth earlier.
You didn't?
Good. Go for me. We don't have any secrets.
Buddy did pop the question. It just wasn't the right question. He asked me to go back to the same old relationship. A relationship without a commitment.
And what did you tell him?
I said no. And you know what? I feel a million times better. I'll admit I had a world-shaking cry last night, but this morning...
Not even a flicker of the old flame?
Well, I'm glad to get that off my chest. Now, what'd you want to tell me?
You know what? I can't remember. Can you?
Hey, listen, man, my mind is a complete blank.
Business as usual.
Excuse me, Julie. Are you okay?
Yes, sir. The old eye's just fine.
How about the old heart?
Well, Hank could use a patch, too, but I'll survive.
Carry on, Miss McCoy.
I'll do my damnedest. Thank you, sir.
My darling.
Doc, I guess this is goodbye. I love you. Here's my number at work. The end of another wonderful permanent love affair.
I don't believe it. I've met some fascinating women in my time, but this one... You're back!
I can't say goodbye. Here's my number at the office. Call me. I love you.
This is the beginning of a wonderful permanent love affair.
Does this mean that it's over between us?
Who are you?
Oh.
Oh, what a woman. Sometimes she's reserved, sometimes she's exciting, then she's sweet, then she's erotic.
Hmm?
And now, look at this.
What?
She even holds down two jobs.
Well, I guess this means it's not over between us.
Have a nice weekend, sir.
Yes, I intend to. If anyone wants me, I'll be visiting an old friend of mine on that yacht over there. By the way, everything went very nicely this trip, despite your collective childishness concerning Horace and Henrietta. I hope by now you realize there's no such thing as a jinx.
Oh, come on, sir. What about my eye?
And my head.
My neck.
My wrist.
My foot. Everything that happened was your own negligence, nothing more, nothing less.
But, sir,
Now, until you stop falling over your own feet, I suggest you all keep up your Blue Cross payments.
Guess he told us.
He certainly did.
Well, how was the honeymoon?
Getting better all the time.
Where's Captain Steubing? We want to say goodbye to him.
Oh, what a shame. You just missed him.
No, he's right over there.
Oh, Captain Steubing! Captain Steubing!
We just want to say thank you.
Thanks for everything.
My pleasure.
Oh, oh, oh.